Hi everybody, it's Michelle, and this is February 14th, 2019, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll begin this Abundance Call 5, the last call in the Abundance series, in Shavasana, as we always do. So find a comfortable place where you can lie down, where you are not bumping into things. Give yourself space. Move books and away, or move your body away from walls and desks and things. And then lie down on your back, bend the knees to begin, and use the hands to take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Then extend one leg out and then the other. Release the legs to the floor. Baby toes fall to the floor, the rest of the toes follow. Let the legs be a comfortable distance apart. Bend the elbows, dig the elbows into the floor to lift and open the heart center. Then release the arms to the floor. Hopefully you've already grabbed some head support. If you haven't, you may need to go up and get some. And that head support, a blanket or a pillow, it should be touching the shoulders but not to go beneath them. And this detail is important if you want to go deep into Shavasana and quickly into Shavasana, touching the shoulders but not beneath. Now you've already lifted the heart center, but now take the hands to the skull this time and place the hands at the back of the skull, the thumbs go at the chin, and just extend through the back of the neck. So lift the head up gently, extend through the back of the neck, and then release the arms down again. You may need to open the chest again, release the arms down, the pillow is still, or blanket is still touching the shoulder. So paying attention to the how the different details fit together. We adjust one thing, and then we need to make these micro adjustments so that chest is open, head support is touching the shoulders, chin lower than the forehead, and then relax the arms in a low V, palms up position. Our companies are just the same, these different moving parts. Can you find harmony between them and alignment and do what you can do to be balanced? The head directly in line, the shoulders equally released, the arms and legs equidistant from the center line. This much we can do, finding alignment. Then softly close the eyes and let the whole body release to the earth. Ease. Breath. Just let go. Relax the palms of the hands. Feel the softness of the fingers. Let the softness travel up the arms to the shoulders, the neck and throat, the skin of the scalp, all the tiny muscles of the face. Relax the face so that it's smooth like butter. No wrinkles, just ease. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain, allowing the mind to become quiet. Let the focus gently be on the breath, this movement of this breath, here and now. Watch the breath. Have you noticed the breath yet today, before this moment? If you haven't, let it go, it's fine. But notice it now. What's its quality? Deep or shallow? Ragged or smooth? Can you notice without judgment? It's just what is. And then notice how training our focused attention on that breath Don't force the change, but change often occurs just because of our raw attention to the thing itself. As you notice the breath, is it changing? Not because you're trying to make a change, simply because you're now paying attention. Watch the breath. Subtle difference between forcing and watching, allowing the transformation to occur. If it does, no attachment. Watch the breath. In Shavasana, all that busy mind has the opportunity to pause, because we can take the time to pay attention and let go of the thoughts as they arise. Not important. Not important. My focus is on the breath. Training focused attention and finding that moment of rest, or something other than the busyness of our thoughts can emerge. Quiet, like the still surface of a pond. Watch the breath. Whatever this practice was for you this morning, bless it. Let it go. Take a deeper breath, knowing soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana. It begins just with a thought, but no reaction to the thought. Just a thought. Soon you'll move. Breath deepening. Start to move in any way that feels good to you. Tapping into that moment-by-moment desire in you. Is it wiggling the fingers and toes, stretching, staying still? What does your body want today? Then bend the knees. Slowly roll to the right side and support the head. Take your time. Can you be in that in-between state? Not Shavasana, not out of the circle, not into the circle yet. And just be where you are. Lying on your side, watching the breath. When you open the eyes, let the gaze be soft, unfocused, just a few inches ahead of you on the floor. And keeping your gaze toward the floor, slowly use the hands to press yourself up to sitting. And return to our virtual circle, camera on whenever possible, so that you train that focused attention just on that one thing, in this case, our time together here. Rejoining our circle. And hi, Yvonne, first up. And then sharing, always letting go of all that other stuff. What did I love here? What was beautiful here? What did I notice today? What stays with me? Who would like to share first? Sherry, go ahead.
What there were actually quite a few things. I had a busy brain, but the first thing I really heard was the making the micro changes. It's, you know, how we adjust ourselves in Shavasana and how we continue to make those micro changes in our business.
Thank you for hearing that part. Yes, yes, exactly. And thank you for hearing that part. Our businesses are like that. Sometimes we have 99 out of the 100 things in place. We go, man, this doesn't work. Like one adjustment and things fall into place. It's like the last puzzle piece. And Shavasana teaches us to pay attention, to see what's going on. What are the details? Where even is my body? What's going on? To be okay with what is. And know, and to have that fine-tuned attention. Yes, beautiful. What else? Oh, and Sherry, I'm going to mute you. What else? What'd you notice today? Yeah, Yvonne.
I gave myself permission not to be part of Shavasana this morning because I was running behind a little bit and I was like, I can do one of two things. I can be part of Shavasana and then my mind racing of the things that I wanted to get done before I was going to do that. Or I can just finish what I was doing so I could be present at the call.
Mm-hmm.
So I made that choice.
Actually making a conscious choice.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I very rarely do that. I made that choice too.
Yeah.
Going on.
It felt good.
What I did this morning, I went to lie down in Shavasana and do my yoga practice. There were things that I wanted to bring together for the call for you this morning. I knew exactly what I wanted to teach, but it was in different places. So I spent the time gathering the pieces for you. And I don't think this has ever happened before a call before. I didn't eat before this, for me, 9:15 a.m. call. I don't think it's ever happened in 9 years. But I'm like, if I don't eat, I get to do my practice afterwards. I still have that empty stomach and I feel great. I'm not really hungry. I've got some water beside me. So we are able to make those choices when we can see what's actually inside us. So a counterintuitive, you know, do we always want to do that? Probably not. If we keep doing that, you know, but what do I want right here, right now? And often we split our energy. I'll do both of them not well. Focused attention. How beautiful is that? Right? Counterintuitive, kind of, aha, I didn't show up and that was my best practice. Really nice. What else? One more. Yeah, Mary Kay.
Well, this one was really interesting and fun because I'm not used to so many words during a meditation. So I thought that was just observing that part. And then my breath came at different levels and I'm used to people, they're always telling me, breathe, breathe, breathe. And it's like, I tell people to breathe too, but it's a little, I was watching that part also, and I get annoyed with that. And then it just cracked me up when you said, make your face smooth and no wrinkles. Doesn't happen with me.
Okay, I love it. As I'm saying that, I'm thinking about all of us and what's going to happen. And am I going to pop out an editor? I don't give you that line the very first time we do Shavasana together. But at a certain place, we can go, because sometimes, you know, we have our naturally born, God-given, or, you know, universe-given beautiful wrinkles of, you know.
But I tried. I envisioned myself being smoother. And then this really cool thing happened. Okay, so there's this negativity sort of kicks in here and there. And this side of my mouth usually will kind of go, and this side started doing it. This side relaxed and this side started taking over and doing it instead of this side. And this side just got really relaxed and just kind of tickled that this side would take over. I don't know if it makes any sense, but it was very, this side got really happy and about this one taking over, and then it was just funny.
I love it. And you know what, if somebody were listening in on that, they're going, what are you guys talking about? But I can't tell you how important and how profound it is what Mary Kay said. So let me share with you just something briefly. One of the most senior Iyengar teachers in Canada comes to teach here in Calgary. I've studied with her many, many times, Marlene Mawinney from Toronto. And one of the things that she's taught us teachers so often and our, you know, most experienced and proficient students is let one side of the body teach the other. But what do you know? Because sometimes we're going like, oh man, and this shoulder doesn't work and this, you know, and I don't like it. It's like, but this one's working. I'm not even paying attention to this one. I wonder what this one's doing. And let me transfer that. And Judy, you're on the call today. I know Judy knows that deeply, how we can transfer that excellence in our body, and something profound can shift right at once. So I love that. It's like, notice what this side is doing, what this side is doing, right? And then also that minute attention with, and then watching the judgment, then watching it fade away, and then just seeing it without needing to react to it, and then watching the reactions. What does that give you when you're holding space for somebody in a strategy session, for instance? Because a million things are coming at us at once in a strategy session. We might look like a calm conversation, but now this person can be, if I can notice what's going on with that minute part of my body, and if I can go, you know, oh, wrinkles, well, I'm just going to make them smooth, and it's all good. And when that person says something that in the moment I notice that I don't like, I wish they didn't say that. I wanted it to be a different answer. These micro things are going on all the time in a talk, on stage, meeting someone, networking, talking to our team, happens all the time. When we can slow it down and see what's going on here, we can see what's happening there, and it's magic happens. Magic happens. I love all the pieces of your story. And again, if somebody were listening in, you're doing what? Why should that matter? But I love that. This is inside the party where we can hear how these minute adjustments can make tremendous changes in our businesses and in our lives. All right, beautiful. Anything else wanting to be said about this practice today? I'm loving the depth of your observation and how it's developing over the months as collectively as a community. It's freaking awesome. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. And okay, I'm going to make the announcements first, because then I'm going to, I'm bursting with it, but first just a couple of announcements. Some really cool things for your Diamond or Diamond Elite. If you go over to Story Freedom Academy, there's now a place where you can book your next private right in the Story Freedom Academy, your next private session, and with instructions for how to do so. And if it's not there yet, Amy is putting it up very soon, with thanks to Sherry and a freaking awesome private yesterday. Holy man, off the charts. And we created a new survey for you when you're going into the private session that will really fine tune it. And if you want to know like a really great way to prepare for a strategy session, talk to Sherry. She really took to heart. Hope you don't mind if I out you on this, Sherry, but she really took to heart. And whether you're meeting with me, you're meeting a connection call, you're meeting with your small group, you're meeting with your buddy, you're coming to this call. She took to heart what I said about the 12 hours or so, I can't remember how many hours it was, that I spent preparing for my 1 hour call with Stephen Dynan. And Sherry prepared like crazy. We did some amazing things. And out of that was born the survey that's now over there in the Story Freedom Academy. So you can book it, and then it will take you over to the survey so that we really can dive in at a deep level. And also the small group meetings you're going to have in your inbox, like when those are, so you can plan out that the dates are already set and it'll be in your inbox. So that's for your Diamond or Diamond Elite. And for everyone, whichever level you're at, the new calendar, if it's not out, it's going to be out soon. Make sure you have the dates on your calendar. We'll have that. Emily's away this week. So Emily's away and we're closing the condo. Please be patient with us as a company, right? Amy's holding the board. So please be patient with us if we're not getting back to you right away this week. We'll have that month by month calendar once Emily gets back. So it's easier to put those dates on your calendar. And I just want to remind you, I forgot about it last week or on Tuesday. So I was speaking as though our Quantum Leap Scholar was next Tuesday. It's not. I always follow the calendar, not my words, right, about this, because I follow the same calendar you do. So our calls next week, we've got embodied words. So that's like a preview to Mexico. That's like little pieces of Mexico, gets us in the spirit of Mexico. It's a call that you can invite friends to if you choose. It's a call that is going out to others, not just our community. And I believe that's at 2:00 Mountain Time, but check the calendar and make sure you register. You can do that. I don't mind if you multitask. You can do that right now. There should be an email in your inbox about it. That email today about Harry Potter in your inbox. And if you don't have that, get a hold of Amy at michellegunderson.com and make sure that you're receiving our emails. So register, and it's one you can bring a friend to. And this is built from the call that we did in December. But one of the things you can be, if I were you, that I would be watching is how things grow and develop. That was the first time I taught that training call. This one grows out of that and is a new iteration of it. And I'll probably be asking, at one point we'll probably be talking about Mexico. And if you want to know how to structure a call that goes out to the world, man, I would be there. I'd be taking notes. I'd be watching the structure of that call and then participate. There's going to be one brief time to get questions answered. Raise your hand right away if you want some Q&A time. Grace did that on the Inner Dirt to Inner Gold call with great results. It's like 1 or 2 minutes there, but huge. And putting your hand up, being visible there, if visibility is something for you, that's visible in front of a bigger audience, great, great thing to do. So that's next Tuesday. And then we'll have our next, this is the last of the Abundance series today. And then we have our next call in the Quantum Leap series next Thursday. So be watching the times because we're at different times for the different calls. Next Thursday's Quantum Leap's call 3. So 2 calls next week, one that you need to register for. The following week, no calls, because I am at the Platinum Retreat for eWomen Network. If you're there, like, give me, come grab me and give me a hug. Some of you might be there. And Erin, you're going to give me a hug. Yay, Yvonne, I know I'm going to get a big hug from you, right? So anyone who's there, let me know you're coming too if you're an eWomen Network member. And whatever I learn from that, I always bring home to you guys. There's always trainings. There's always things that I learn. So I'll bring that home to you. And then the next call the following week will be not on Tuesday, but on Thursday, I believe. Again, check the calendar. No, it's Tuesday, March 5th. Thanks, Yvonne, for correcting me on that one. I keep messing that one up. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the day after my birthday, I should know. And I'll be calling in from Mexico. So I'm going to be spending some, it's the 1 week a year that I spend with my parents in Mexico. They're at their very best. They're in their 80s. And I'm going to be calling you from the beach. So looking forward to seeing you from there. So again, keep up with the calls, know when we're having it. And also the next, not next week, but the week after when we don't have any calls, man, use this time. If you haven't been on every single call for every single moment, catch up on the calls you've missed. If you haven't been doing connection calls with people, do some connection calls. If you've started that, you know, offers, the 3 things I'm going to do, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, keep doing that with your buddy. Reach out to your small group, post on the Facebook forum so you can use that time to your advantage. And then just a reminder about where to post questions. Don't go over to Practical Applications. Sherry, I did find your question. You posted in Practical Applications. I found your question. But head over, there's 2 boxes in Story Freedom Academy. One that's Practical Applications, and you have all the resources there still. And then one that says Love Your Words, right? So always go over to Love Your Words, and you'll find questions there. But I'm still, over the next while, I'm going to look in both places. I know we're in transition right now. And if you post it in the Facebook forum, I'll do my best to find it there as well. If you posted it somewhere and I didn't see it, raise your hand and say, Michelle, I posted. You're not talking about my question. How come? Right? And on deck today, we have questions, I believe, from Erin and Marie and Sherry. Great job posting questions, you guys. And if there's one, like if Cheryl wanted to repost your question, I didn't see it reposted. But if you wanted to, you know, raise your hand, right? But best to just restate it. You can restate it word for word. Then I'll know you want to come back to it. Okay. All right. I think that's it for announcements. Wins. I think we have a collective win to share. Anybody want to some of you might know it. Some of you might not know it. You haven't checked the Facebook forum recently. What's the collective win that we have to share today here on Valentine's Day? Yvonne, go for it.
We reached our 10.
We did it. Mm-hmm. Yes. We did it. I am so can we celebrate that on the count of 3? Like, because, you know, one thing we forget to do is celebrate. We'll celebrate for football stars and rock stars, and we don't celebrate ourselves and then watch how you're playing. If you go, well, but I didn't pull my part, or, you know, but I don't know if that one counts. Well, you know, editor, collectively we set a goal and we reached it and we just crossed it over. Like, Grace, you crossed us over the finish line. Way to go. And to all of you, if you've been here on the calls, if you've been leaning in, if you've reached out to one person, whatever you've done, if you've sent good wishes, you've been part of the team, right? Notice how you're playing. So let's celebrate this. This is fantastic. And I don't think we've ever had such an exciting cross over the finish line ever before in all the times that we've been doing this. I was just like so pumped. I didn't learn until just before this call. I was like, yes, so great. I didn't know. We don't know, right? So, ready to celebrate? How much are you willing to celebrate for yourself and your peers? Yes, thank you. Cheryl's already there. Ready? 1, 2, 3. We did it! Yay! Woo! Oh my goodness. I just saw Judy's note. I don't always see the chat, But she says, hi, I'm in the car with my husband, so I'm not coming in to say this, but I sold two packages as well. One for 10,000, one for 3,600. Oh my goodness. Let's celebrate that. Woohoo! Okay, one, two, three, again, go. Yay. Adding to Judy's win and our collective win. We just freaking cross. And I love it. At Peak Potentials, they say, you know, warrior doesn't go to the finish line. The warrior goes through the finish line. And then Grace, Judy, you just took us through the finish line. And all of us collectively, just freaking awesome. Each one of you is, as you know, from the leaders in our community to those who said, yeah, I'm going to step up as the first one to follow. And I didn't, you know, and now I know I didn't, I'm going to step up over here. Like, the collective energy of this is just freaking phenomenal. And again, yes, Judy, it was teamwork. Exactly. Exactly. And so what I want to do is spend a bit of time here consolidating that. We have never had such an exciting finish. That, like, those who've been around a while, have we ever had that kind of, you know, it's like when the person is sliding into first or whatever it is they do. No, wait, do they say? Oh yeah, they run past third, but they slide. Now, how does it go? Anyway, you know what I mean? Can you tell I don't watch baseball very much? Not a good analogy for me, but an exciting, exciting finish. So good. And you guys decided collectively to win. It was not that long ago. We were at five. Notice what, if it can happen here, can happen in your business. You get it? Like, we go, oh man, it's not working, blah, blah, blah. And then we stop. No, you keep going. Fantastic work. So let's just do this like popcorn. Like, what did you love about this? And sometimes it's like, what did I learn? I got to learn the lessons. I don't mean it like that. It's more like celebration. What was beautiful here? The same thing we do with Shavasana, we do over here. What do we love? I do this with my team all the time, right? We start the call with wins. We start like, wow, that was great. And that was great. And that was great. And Emily and Amy, I do this with other teams I work with too. There's a whole pile of people behind what we do here, right? Let me talk to you for a minute about Emily and Amy. Those are the people on the ground that you guys know, that you reach out to as the team. And they have very different personalities. Emily's like, wow, this is the win that won this, won this, won this. And Amy's like, oh, you know, she does so much. I'm like, I do the wins. You know, I hope she doesn't mind them telling on her here, right? But then we do it. And there's this like smile. It's right. I did that. And I did that. And I did that. And that provides the momentum to keep going. As entrepreneurs, it's like, okay, done. Next, what? Now what? We peter out. What is it to actually acknowledge ourselves like the rock stars or like all the actors and the people we celebrate? So what did you love here? What stays with you? What was really beautiful about this? What did you learn? What did you take home from this? Like, let's hear at least 10 things and just like popcorn. Yeah, so Cheryl.
Everything counts. Like, notice. Like, notice what you're bringing to the table.
Uh-huh. Beautifully said and beautifully noticed. Notice what you're bringing to the table. Why would the universe send us more stuff if we haven't seen it? And it's related to today's training too. But to learn it right in the bones is different than when you hear it, you'll already know it from what Cheryl said and what we experienced. Cheryl, well, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. It was like, it was, it's happened with so many people on this campus. And Cheryl, you're a poster person for that this time around, right? It's like, well, not that. And he's like, transfer that excellence. Where do I want that attention to be? It's like, I'm doing it over here. Now I can do it over here too. This is freaking awesome. Yes. What else?
The importance of leaning in.
Yes. Lean in. And I don't think it was an accident whatsoever that it's like, at the same time that we came up with that game within the game, we've never done that before. Three times a week, check in with the offers. And at that time, like the energy in the community just really skyrocketed. And there was a whole bunch of leaning in happening across the campus. And it creates a collective wave of change. Yes, beautiful. And you could do this with your team as well. Sherry, go ahead.
No matter where you are, play full out.
Oh, thank you. Yes. And, you know, we can learn from, I was talking about baseball. I don't know anything about baseball. I know a little bit more about hockey. We used to watch it. I agree. This date myself here, but I grew up in Edmonton with Gretzky. All right. You know, so it's like play full out. And you can cross that finish line and you don't watch hockey players or whatever game that we're playing go, well, you know, we're behind by 1 point. So I guess we'll stop trying, you know, because they're trained to go across the finish line. And we don't know which piece needs to just get put in place. And often Oh, goodness, that was a mute yourself if you're not muted yet. You can go ahead and unmute when you're speaking. But that's often where it all happens at launches. People all sign up the day before. It's just not what happens. So we put in triggers for it to be another time to meet because people are tend to do things at the last minute. So can't watch and measure and go, well, you know, this isn't working. It's like, what's the other piece? What's the other piece? Playful out and cross going up to the finish line, but through the finish line. We have never demonstrated that better than with, you know, graces. And it was within the last, you know, half day, last 13 hours, I think it was last night posted. And then Judy taking us well across the finish line, right? So playing full out and not stopping that, go right through the finish line. Yes, beautiful. What else? I love the game. I didn't care at all, but I cared a little bit. I really wanted us all collectively to win. I was a little bit attached, I'll admit it, right? But really in the long run, I don't care at all. I care about what happens in our businesses from here. What else? What else did you love about this? What was like, yummy, yes. What else worked well? Mary Kay and then Grace.
Well, having just jumped in the middle of all this, it was very inspiring and you know, it's like, this is kind of what I've been looking for. And, you know, it's like, let's do this again. I might just have a win in the next 3 days.
So. Oh my goodness. You know what? And here's like, how big can you dream and how big can you imagine? So, you know what? I wanted just to stop and celebrate. I had in my notes another place we can go to, but I'm like, no, Michelle. And I decided, let it go, pause and just celebrate this. But you don't know what the universe has been wanting to give you, but it's just like, just ask and just, you know, notice and have, when we play with it and we have fun with it, then we want to keep going, right? I was like, I want to do this again. So I promise I was, and then I haven't forgotten, Grace, you're next. I promise I wasn't going to do this. And I certainly should not mention this here, but I'm going to anyway, because I'm too excited about it. Right in my notes. I erased it. I told myself, no, let's consolidate. And they, you know, they won, we won, like just land here, consolidate, consolidate. Good, good, good. But with Judy, you know, Grace, that beautiful finish. And then Judy taking us across the finish line and Mary Kay going, wow, I'd love to do this again. I'm going to present what I had taken off the table. Right. So, and then we're going to go back to the winds around this one. I don't usually do this, go forward and then come back, stay with the winds. But Mary Kay is calling this out of me. And there's somebody right in front of you that's wanting to give you something, but you haven't asked yet. And then, you know, like me too, right? We don't ask. It's how it happened countless times. I've been wanting to give somebody something, but they're not in a place to be able to receive it. So I can't give it. So here's the thing. If you want to continue this energy, let's do it. We already have two on the table and I am not going to change my number because we got two new ones on the table right now. The number that was in my notes was five more. You already got two of them. We only need three more. And I was not going to say this until Mary Kay's comment drew it out of me. Remember that we were going to have a bonus, right? There's a bonus we could do. Well, what if we had a little more time to do that? And we're so underway and there's so much momentum. So let's do it. And the date I had in mind was, it's just a couple days after my birthday. So I'm like, well, we celebrate around Valentine's. Why don't we celebrate again? You already won. So you if you put your $10 in, you got the 50 out back, right? Sometimes it takes a while for us to get it out to you, man. It was a long time last time. Be patient with us. We're doing so many things right now, but it's coming your way. That learning of five times. If you didn't get your $10 into the game, just notice that. Notice how you're playing. We still collectively won. You can still be engaged in that collective endeavor. But so in my nose is five more. The week of my birthday, and I thought 21 days to create a habit. When we're here, when we consolidate here, and then we leap from here, and we already know what we've learned from the high ticket virtual retreat, what would it be to make five more? Judy already gave us two of them. Five more high ticket sales in 21 days. Now, who thinks that we can do this? Raise your hand. Who would have raised your hand so easily before we did the game? Can you feel the difference in level of confidence and knowingness and right? Can we make three more high ticket sales in 21 days collectively? Look what we did in the last couple weeks, right? So, and then I promised there'd be a bonus and I already have in mind what I want to give you for the bonus. It's very real. It's very beautiful. I might even add stuff to it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Last year we won the bonus and remind me what counts for high ticket. Usually we say $2,000 and up, but sometimes we play with it a little bit. I will tell you, you know, like, so what rules are you creating for yourself and your company? Grace, I haven't forgotten, you're next. It's one of the things that we can learn here. You stand for it. right? Oh, there's a little bit of wiggle room here. One year, and you guys didn't do it, so it's okay. I don't think you need this anyway. But one year, they said, Michelle, you had some people join, you know? Like, can we count your wins too? And I know you've had some high ticket sales, Michelle. So I'm like, sure. So one year we counted mine, you know? So what rules are you? You remember that? So we didn't do that this time. You just didn't need it, right? But what rules are you playing by?
We were a little desperate that time.
But you asked.
Just being transparent here.
Right? You asked. Got us across the finish line that time, right? So if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. We get so serious about things sometimes. It's a game. Remember that? A game. And one of the most profound things I learned in one of the games at Peak Potentials was when we didn't make it. It didn't happen every time. Sometimes we lost. But then what did we learn? But there was this one time where they helped us out just a little bit. So we got across the finish line. We felt so great. Why are we so strict with ourselves, right? So what is it? You're $2,000 and up. I don't think were they always all of them $2,000 and up? I don't care. You guys celebrated those wins so hugely. We won this, right? So typically that's what I would count it as in your company, $2,000 and up. If we didn't, it's all good. You guys didn't count mine, right? It's a game. It's a game. It's one of the things that I wanted us to learn collectively. So you got a chance at the bonus. I'm saying like five more. We've already got two of them. So three more sales by February 21st, and it'll give you the chance to keep practicing what you've learned. And then you already won. So this is just like icing on the cake. And remember, we talked about the warrior going through the finish line, right? So what if you continue this and watch what happened? The thing that it was my own editor too, going like, oh yeah, but what if they think, oh, I just did it and now I got to do this some more. I didn't want that to happen to you. So it was maybe my own editor. I crossed it off my list. But if that's happening to you, notice what's happening in your company too. Because an offer isn't just something like once and done. Do you get it? And this whole game is to spark what's happening in your company and let you have wins in your company. So just notice your energy. It's really important to notice that. I crossed it off my list because of that. But it's like, what would it be to create a few more sales collectively for us? Wouldn't that be a fun thing to do? Right? And you already won. It doesn't matter. You can't lose. You'll look grimmer now than you did before. Do you know that? Or is that not true? You're kind of just, that small. No. Okay, good. No, now I see the smiles. Okay. Marla, thank you. Okay, got it. All right. What else did you learn? It might even be from this little piece that I taught or anything that came up in the game. How we do anything is how we do everything. This is what's happening in your company, but written so that we can see it. Right? And then we can also shift and make a change, like move my arm in Shavasana, right? So it's just a resting. Aaron says it's just our resting bitch faces. Aaron, you crack me up. If we're not having fun, we're not doing it, right? Love that, Aaron. Grace, what else? What did you love here?
So the word that I was trying to find the right word, and for me, it's like momentum.
Yes.
That the energy and the momentum that's gathered in connecting and doing and taking action. And then the second piece was every no gets us closer to a yes. And every yes. No gives us information to get us closer to a yes.
Yes. And that is said in such authenticity and integrity and because you've been learning it and living it and knowing it. Right? We don't know that until we've done that. We don't really know it. You know it when you're living it. That's what they taught us at Peak Potentials as well. Like, I already know that. No, if I'm not living it, I don't really know it yet in my bones and in my cells. I love every strategy session that I do, right? Remember I told you on Tuesday, like there's somebody who might be joining. She said yes. And then she said, no, she changed her mind. I am crying for her. Oh my goodness. She needs this so much. She's not coming. Oh, well, man, I learned a ton of stuff from her and she might be like, it happens for me too. Right. And then she might be like, some of you know, Bruce, like, that's how he came into this community. It was a no, it was a spring session, strategy session. No, he came to an event. He came to an event going, I know there's probably going to be an offer because his wife was in our community. Right. And he knew about there's going to be an offer and I'm going to say no. He said yes. Right? So you just don't know. The yes might be down the line. The yes might be tomorrow. The yes might be the thing that you learn from that one person that maybe they weren't the person. Maybe it wasn't the right time. But the next person, you'll know more stuff. And that's the person you really wanted to work with anyway. So there's a deep trust in the universe that things all is well, right? Beautiful. Grace, what else? Let's hear at least three or four more. What did you learn here about team, about the time that you spend, about how you spend your day, about leaning in, about, yeah, Marie, go.
Well, Sherry kind of tapped on it this morning about, or someone, about how the micro adjustments in Shavasana are important. Well, I've realized just lately I'm making micro adjustments in how I make myself available. And one of the things I've been doing is shortening up my calls with people and really being mindful. It's like when it's half an hour and I've said you have half an hour, time is up.
Yes.
That feels really good.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I sometimes, Sherry knows I didn't do that last night, right? Sometimes I do that and sometimes I don't, but I choose. Can I be the one to choose? Remember, they're empowering, disempowering stories, and you can choose. When I want to be on time, it ends right here. Because I know how to do that. And if that's what I need and want, that's what's going to happen. And if I want more time and space, I get to choose. It's my time. And at DayPi, we'll talk about that today, right? Like, it's my time and I decide how to use it. I've done that with strategy sessions. People show up, they haven't read anatomy, they haven't filled out the survey, I send them away. You know, like, and it takes a while and lots of things to get that strategy session on the calendar with somebody who's raised their hand and they say they want something of my work. I'm just like, sorry, I got a book. I'll see you in 2 months. That's when the next opening is on my calendar. I just did that a lot. The last time I did that was, I think, yesterday, right? So I choose. And sometimes I just send them away for 20 minutes to go and read that. Yeah, go, Marie.
Well, it's interesting because I realize it's part of me valuing myself. Like if I'm valuing my time, it's going to translate into other ways that I value myself. And it's a subtle shift, but it's a profound shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that time leak and not valuing oneself can happen at all different levels. And so many things that we learn from this game. So what I used to do, this community used to be Calgary based and then Canada based until I decided I wanted North America based. And now I'm deciding, oh no, we're moving into Australia too. And we'll see the ripple effect of that over the next couple of years, just like we did when I made a deliberate decision to go from the local base and change. Now we have, you know, just a couple local people, that's it. And everyone is from everywhere, right? And when it was local, I used to meet people in my home and I loved that. But then it was time to stop that because we would chat at the door for half an hour at the end. I loved it. But then I'm not serving. I could be talking to the next person. And like Sherry, we just blew that private right out of the water. I could be doing that, right? So valuing, the deep value of myself. It's part two of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, but learning that in the playing of the game, in how I spend my time. Fantastic. What else? A couple more. What else did you love about this? What stays with you? For your company, these are real things that we bring over into our company. How we're playing here is how we're playing over there. And how were you playing? What did you notice? Did you pull back? Did you lean in? Did you wait to see what you're supposed to do? Did you wait for instruction? Did you dive in? Did you make mistakes? What happened? What else? A couple more. Yeah, Mary Kay.
Well, I don't know if I would have even made a strategy call at all that fast and booked more. I've got them, you know, booked and they just keep kind of coming at me. So.
And that's so fantastic, Mary Kay. And you've got that luxury problem. It's like, oh my goodness, all these people are asking for my work. I don't even know what to give them. That's where we want to be. That is, nothing wrong has happened. Everything right has happened. That's beautiful. A lot of people do it the other way. Really, truly. It's not that there's not more than one way to get there. I'm not saying there's only one way, but I know one way. I know a way that seems like a much easier way to get there, which is exactly where you are. Some people spend a year putting together the perfect program and have not talked to a single soul. Like, why would we do that? Why would we do that? Talk to real, live, actual people, and we build the plane as we fly it, or we pave the road as we're making it. Because otherwise, this thing that we've built, and the first person that comes in, I'll give you an example from Build Your Events series. Hopefully it's up there in Story Freedom Academy. If it's not, there's like 14 hours of training. I don't even teach that anymore. But if you want to know about how to build your event, go listen to those 14 hours. All right, something like 14 hours of training on how to build your event. And if I had just built that for a year and then brought it to people, I would have been building the wrong thing. Even though I know a whole lot about events, people always send me people because they're doing an event. They talk to me because they know I have so much experience. I stopped counting years ago at I don't know, 40 or 50 events that I taught, week long, day long, and half day, and, you know, 3 day, et cetera. And the very foundational thing, I didn't know what it was. It came from really a question and a deep dive with Aaron. I don't know if you remember, Aaron, at the end of call one. I didn't even know what the main point was because it was so close to me that I didn't know people didn't know that, even the heart-centered people in this community. And it is so foundational. Most people in the industry are missing it for their events. That piece of content would have been missing if I weren't talking to real live people and teaching it and learning how to teach it as I go with real live people in front of me. The strategy session is the same. The teaching is the same. So that's a fabulous problem. That's a luxury problem. That's a good problem to have. And then we just build it. And we build it because we need to, because they're coming our way. Same thing with what I taught Sherry. One of the teaching points was, you want to build a really good talk, set a date on your calendar. Bring three people into your living room if you need to, but just set a date on your calendar and go freaking do it. Will you build that talk? You bet, because you're in integrity. You won't show up without that talk there. And then you'll have different questions, right? So you just do the strategy session. You just do the talk. You just do your best. You're all in service. You all know so much that you have to share. Will it be perfect? No. Well, maybe it'll, will it be amazing? Yes. And Mary Kay, also another point from what Mary Kay said here. I came in the middle of it and just dove in. Loved that. That was from her previous comment, but it reminded me to underline that point too. Often we think, well, I got to know this and I got to know that and I got to know that. It's a related point, right? I dove in the middle, found out people were doing all this stuff, and I just dove in. Now I'm doing this stuff. This is where I want to be. This is what I was looking for. So I'm giving a talk and I think I have to know everything beforehand. No, I just dive in the middle. I'm going to book that talk and I do it. Then I ask the questions from there. Fantastic. Yes. All right. One or two more. What else? Because we could do this, I promise, all day, because beyond the end, the warrior goes through the finish line. Beyond the end of what you think you had to learn or know from that is a whole other day's worth. And some people have been around. I used to do a lot more of that. You can do that with writing as well. I don't think I have anything else to say. Beyond the edge of that silence is so much more. One or two more things. And then we're going to move on to some teaching content that I want to do. And then we're going to move on to the questions. And I don't mind the pause. I used to teach university and I'd stand there for a long time. They didn't mind. People are just thinking. My first teaching evaluations, when I've never seen a class discussing so much before, you know, because I don't mind the pause. So many ideas being generated from the class. Yeah, Marie, and then Cheryl.
I don't know how much this is related to high ticket, but I had some obstacles in terms of the Bali retreat, and I just know that it's where I need to be. Mm-hmm. So I used the inspired action blueprint and waited until I was in the right energy to do a big rewrite. And when I did, it was actually easy and fun and it got accepted. So, I mean, it's connected to high ticket in terms of Bali being a high ticket for me. So there's something about not giving up, but also waiting for the energy to align.
Yeah. Perfect. And it's beautiful. And it's related today to one piece of today's content too. When to move forward, when to be in Shavasana, right? And that both rhythms are necessary in order for us to cross the finish line. And from, I think it was it Tuesday's call where somebody was remembering about who was pointing to Marie and lying on the couch? Who was that? So that's, like, so many, like, thank you, Cheryl. Yeah, I'm the coach. One of our alumni was like really, really known for that as well. It's like the way she put it is like, every time I go on vacation, I make more sales. Right? So, because it's got to be not so serious, right? It doesn't mean we don't put the work in too, like we did for the high ticket virtual retreat. Okay, guys, we're halfway there. What are we going to do, right? What's next? What else can we add? How else can we top us burning zeal, right? Cheryl, go ahead. Yes, beautiful, Marie. Thanks. Cheryl.
Well, I was going to say, when you were saying you don't mind the pause, that's a great point for me, getting comfortable with the pause. So that's a big one for me.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. I'm going to stop it right there. If there's something that you wanted to say, jot it down, say it later in the call, because this leads exactly to a beautiful next place. Not minding the pause. This is Cheryl's point that she just made. And if there were three words to talk about what we're talking about today, it's envisioning, appreciation, and the pause. These are the three that we're drawing together. We've been doing bits and pieces, but it's kind of like I want to tie it all together in this last abundance call, and then we'll get to some questions. But the pause, Cheryl said, not minding about the pause and relying on the couch. And our alumni is like, when I go on vacation, you know, I'm headed to Mexico too. I mean, I eat my own cooking. There's got to be a pause. I've had some really long days between the condo and my daughter's midterms. And I have had more strategy sessions on my calendar than ever, right? Just a lot going on in my life. And there's a pause coming up. Otherwise, Mexico is a pause in our year. And as well, we do a lot of stuff there, but there's also a deep resting pause. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to start there. It's not where my notes say I'm going to start, but that's where Cheryl was landed. We just had a pause right now where more came up because of the pause. So let me make sure I've got my screen. It's a example screen. Okay. It's something I've been alluding to that I've been saying I'm going to share with you for quite a while. So let me share my screen. And just nothing you need to retain here, nothing you need to notice, nothing you need to just enjoy, right? Just enjoy what I'm sharing with you here, right? So let me see. Share computer sound. Let's enjoy. You can hear it.
Should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
off that note. Right. What'd you hear here? What'd you love? What makes this such a poignant and touching song, if it was for you? Gary?
There were so many things. It was the beauty of her voice, her expression, both their expressions, and just the emotion of the moment.
Mm. Voice, emotion. And these are pieces that we will pick up in Quantum Leaps and in Mexico in different ways. There's also, it's not what we're talking about here, but there's the pull of desire we're talking about in Mexico. We need to understand this like a novelist, like a storyteller understands that. We're really going to understand what moves people to act in a way that, you know, when they're taking a leap to come and work with us, for instance, right? Did you hear? So thank you. Did you hear the pauses? Against the backdrop of silence, against the backdrop of rest, we can more fully hear the words. It's technique from stage. The very first thing you should do when you come on stage, pause, look at the audience. Don't say anything. Learn that at Peak Potentials. I already knew that. Learn that there. Train the trainer 101. The power of the pause. And the power of the pause on the couch with Marie, vacation, the breath, Shavasana is that pause. I want to show you another piece of this. I think I've got it, yeah. Because you'll hear it even more. Let me show you this. Go forward a little here. I marked it for you. Okay, I hope I've got the right place. right around here. This time, you'll notice the pause.
Life treats you kind, and I hope you have all you dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all this, I wish you
hard. Stop that song. I don't know if you love that as much as I do, but oh my goodness. Yeah, Cheryl, yeah. What did you notice about the pause?
It's tangible.
You can feel it, right? Yeah, Mary Kay?
It gathers a whole lot of energy. Yes. It's the energy building up, and it's like, and Marla will, she'll know what I mean. It's like the power of when your horse is all collected and just ready, like a half halt, like before he, that's even not even what it is, but it's just, everything is ready.
Mm.
Powerful.
What are you doing to create a pause in your life for the power to gather of your words, of your story, of what it is you have to share? We'll hear more, we'll understand more of that when we come to Mexico. Everything all year long is interrelated. It's all holographic. It all fits together. But the reason that I wanted to bring you the pause today, anything else around that pause? I'm creating a pause in the teaching. I wanted to go rushing forward, but like anything else? I create pauses all throughout in the teaching, right? Anything else? Yeah, Grace.
It creates, so it accentuates anticipation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sherry.
It allows the thought and the emotion to land and settle and resonate in your body.
Yes, and Sherry, you and I were just training on this, right? The pause, now you'll see it in how you introduce yourself in that like that short blurb at the beginning of a networking meeting. The pause is crucial for what people will hear, right? So working with that pause from stage, what's the moment that I want people to hear in our lives? Sometimes like, okay, I'm going to do this, but take a pause, shavasana, rest, and what is important will emerge, will be able to be seen, has a backdrop against which to be heard and seen and felt. When I was in the strategy session with you, there might've been plenty of times where we paused. One of the quintessential times in a pause is gold level, for instance, and you know, if I'm offering this community, I'm the gold level, the total value is this much. Pause. Because in that pause, there's so much that person is processing, and there's so much poignancy, and whatever comes next is going to be so important. Giving them space to digest, right? So the rhythm of tapas and ahimsa, going forward with burning zeal and then resting, non-violence, non-harming, there's an ebb and a flow of things. So one of the reasons, I would not want to, it's why I paused about giving you this next bonus time with a high-ticket virtual retreat, because we don't want to be running at adrenaline level all the time. But man, it's three sales, three more. We've already got the two out of the five. 21 days. What would it be like to be playful with that, to take everything that we've done already and to take that all to the next level and to take all the things that we've learned collectively here and now go into it from here? How fun is that, right? And if it's not fun, what would it be to make that fun for you? That's also a really great question. And maybe it's because there hasn't been a pause, because it's not very much fun when we haven't paused. I've been doing a lot. I canceled two calls yesterday. I canceled two strategy sessions. They weren't ready. I just canceled them and I'll see them in March, you know? And a pause comes from deep confidence too. Confidence that the thing can wait. Confidence that it doesn't need to be now. Confidence that a rest is fine. So finding that rhythm of work and rest. So one of the reasons that, so anything else about the pause wanting to be said? Yeah, just really a few more minutes of training that I want to give you, because we've already done it. I just need to name it and you'll see that we've already been doing it. And that's the best way to learn. It's already been a part of our process. Okay. But I want to take us to it. We've already, yeah, go ahead, Sergio. Oh, just in the nick of time.
So pause emphasizes the next thing, and it also allows your audience to reflect inside and allow things to come up.
Exactly. Like this pause here. So you can hear what Sergio said. Right? Oh, yeah. Pause works with what happened before. They can hear it. Pause anticipates what's coming. Are you putting breath? That's why Shavasana is the breath. Are you putting breath into your company? It's the breath. It's the pause. Yeah, beautiful. Love it. Anything else about the pause? We're pausing right now. And that was a really poignant and important point for your company. That's a real take home for how you speak, how you do strategy sessions, how you network. And it happened when we went through the finish line, and there was more there, and also when we paused for more. Okay, so I want to take it to another step then. What's another reason that we pause? And it's linked to those three words for today: envisioning, rest or pause, and appreciation. I don't know of any way to actually appreciate things, really, truly, in my bones, appreciate what's actually going on without a pause. My daughter and I have been through just a lot in the last couple of weeks between the condo sale, and there's a lot of emotion around it for me. This is going to be TMI maybe, but you know, this is the place that I would have been buying with my man. So there's some things coming up for me sometimes this week, right? And over these last summits, so you know that already. So there's a lot coming up, right? And a lot of details to tend to. And then my daughter's in midterms, and you know, there's just a lot going on. And it was yesterday, it was the day before, I don't even remember. It's kind of all blurred into one, you know? But we came to a moment where we'd actually got through. She was showing me one of her grades, and she got the highest grade in the class again, and you know, 99% in your English class, like on the midterm. That just doesn't happen, but it happened to my daughter, you know, and it's happening in her other courses too. And we were at this place and she paused, and we used to do this all the time. We haven't done it in this outrageously as we did yesterday, the day before. She's like, "Mom, we got to celebrate." And she grabbed me. And she's like, "Yay, yay, yay." We're jumping in the circle. We're laughing, right? And she's like, "Oh man, Mom, I'm dizzy," right? She's like, "We got to do it the other way." And she's like 19 years old. And we're jumping and laughing and celebrating. And without that, with all that we've been doing, how could we even know that we'd done it? The celebration that we just did about the high-ticket virtual retreat, did you even really realize all that we'd done until we paused, consolidated, saw what was? Who understood more of what we actually accomplished once we talked about it with the high-ticket virtual retreat? Raise your hand. Did you understand more of what we actually did? The pause is so important for appreciation, right? And there's a difference between appreciation and gratitude, according to Esther and Jerry Hicks. I love their teachings, and I agree with it. In everyday use, we often use them interchangeably. I do too. But gratitude is like, oh, I'm so grateful that that's happening because that other thing has finally stopped. There's an edge of a little bit more at a fine, subtle level of negativity in and around it. I'm so grateful I stopped beating my head against the wall, whatever it is, right? But appreciation, can you hear the resonance of just purity around it? It just So I got a note from my accountability partner, one of them, we just had our 5-year anniversary. She just sent me a text. She said, I so appreciate you. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. That was it. That was the whole note. Just came out of the blue. And that happens often, right? And it wasn't because I'm so grateful because you did that, because we got out of that, because just appreciation. And appreciation, we use the words both like I appreciate you and appreciation, like that's what, when money is rising, it's appreciating in value, or something is appreciating. It's connected with abundance and financial abundance, right? Can I just appreciate? And I don't know how to do it without the pause. And I pause, celebrate. In the Inspired Action Blueprint, the thing that's most often missing for Inspired Action is the celebration. The pause to celebrate, to see what we've done. It's why it matters so much that I so wanted to give you this other thing, and I was going to hold it back in order to not miss the pause and the celebration. And then Mary Kay pulled it so we can have both and pulled it out of me, right? It's that important, and I so didn't want it to be lost that I was going to forego the bonus that I really wanted to give you. I'm pretty sure that we can do, right? It's that important. And when, and I think I talked about this last week, Jack Canfield, in his eyes, he's like, oh man, somebody was listening. When I was listening to him, when I was talking to him, when I was down in Mexico and got to spend a week, he was at one retreat, I was teaching the other side by side, and we were chatting through the week. It was really cool. Michelle, how's your yoga and writing retreat going? Like, nearly 10 years ago, right? And it was my first ever Mexico retreat 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago. And he said, you never know when somebody's listening. And it was a really deep point around envisioning and appreciation. We were probably using the word gratitude, but I'm going to up-level that and say appreciation. If I am not appreciating the beauty of this here and now, how am I ever going to allow for that next thing to occur? In that deep appreciation of what we've done for High Ticket. And Mary Kay illustrated this already. She's like, I love this. This is what I've been waiting for. And I just walked in the middle, but now I got these strides. Could you hear? It was just, she wasn't doing a gratitude practice. And well, what are the 10 things I'm grateful for? And those could be good too, but we don't actually even mean it. It was coming up from inside her in the pause that was created here, in what's being created as she came in. It's like all happening right now, that it draws her to more. This is so much fun. I appreciate it so much. And so many things are rolling. And I've paused to notice it, that I just want the game to continue. Kids are like that. And more. And can we do that again? Or like a dog. I don't own a dog, but I'm like, can we go outside again? And can we go outside again? Can we do it again? If you've got a dog. You know, my dog owner friends tell me they're like that and I've seen it. My friend's dogs, you know? How about now? How about now? How about now? Right? We want to cultivate that feeling in our companies. Right? Somebody came to me in a strategy session recently and said, like, I've lost that enthusiasm for my company. I used to have it and it's lost, right? How do you find that? Well, celebration and the pause that allows for that celebration, the pause that allows for even understanding what the next thing is, and the pause for the real deep appreciation of what is. Like Mary Kay with her, and thanks Mary Kay, I'm pointing to you for a couple of things today, right? Mary Kay just noticing in appreciation of what's going on with her, like the minute, and Marie talked about the minute, wasn't it, right? Minute pieces of Shavasana, can I appreciate those minute things, right? And one of my team members said that just today. It's like, well, I'm always looking for the big thing. But I realized as we say this over and over again, what's our wins? I got to learn to appreciate the small things. And she got out something that was crucial for you guys. But it's like, you didn't notice that. Oh, right, you know? Appreciation and that connected with the pause and connected with what we can even envision. I have all this crappy stuff now, but one day I'm going to do this. It's going to turn into a someday. Not believable. You're not going to believe it. I've built these beautiful things. This is Cheryl's point. I didn't even notice I was doing High Ticket. Then why would the universe send you more? You're in a whole different place now. So freaking beautiful, right? I'm actually already doing it. All I got to do is if there's another area that I wanted even more, can I see what I'm already doing? Can I see what I know? Can I see what I've accomplished? Well, then it's just a tweak and I just do it over here. Cool. And it's not such a quantum leap to connect with this quantum leap series. When we're in the midst of it, it just feels like the next logical step. I'm just going to transfer that excellence over here. And if you want to know how to do that, Cheryl, post that question. I do it over here. I'm sure, how do I transfer that excellence? And you're just like one step away instead of like, wow, here's this thing that I've never done because I don't have any of it over here. How am I going to get there? It's so far away. appreciation. Envisioning rest, appreciation, deeply connected for a deep and real abundance practice that actually makes real changes in our lives. All right. I want to put a pause in here. I'm mindful of the time. I want to get to the excellent, excellent questions here. And I'm not going to neglect the pause. Even as I'm mindful of the time, I'm not going to neglect the pause. One aha from one of the pieces that I just, the training that I just did now, or from anything in the call, to pause, consolidate, notice, celebrate, so that we can actually take in the next thing. What'd you learn here? What's beautiful here? We're always training that appreciation to get every single call. Yeah, sure.
Well, you just did it. Don't neglect the pause. You could have easily just said, let's go. We got to get going here. But you didn't neglect it.
Thank you. It's in me too. I have had, and this teaching about the pause has always been a part of the Abundance Series. I used to teach it with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, you know, da-da-da-da, pause, right? So, like, different ways to get at that pause. And I teach these things because I'm not above any of them. I wanted to race forward. I'm learning my own, the things that I teach, because I know that the things that make a difference. This is going to make a difference. If we're going to have this land, if we race forward and nothing gets assimilated, nothing's going to happen. Power of the pause. Yes. Beautiful. All right. So I want to teach you a few things, a couple more things about envisioning, appreciation, and the connection with envisioning. What did you hear about that? Because I want to know in your words, appreciation and envisioning, why are they so connected? I want to know if that landed, because I taught it. We were seeing it happening right here in the high ticket virtual retreat and our consolidation of it. What did you hear in that? If you put in, yeah, Grace, go ahead.
No, for me, what came up is as you notice and appreciate that which you have, you're more open to that which can be.
Yes, beautifully put. And then there are deeper and deeper levels of appreciation. They can happen just with a subtle change even, and the level of appreciation goes deeper. Grace, I want you to repeat what you just said. It doesn't have to be word for word, but that same idea, instead of using the word you, I want you to use the word I.
So when I appreciate that which is around me, I'm more open to appreciate that which is possible.
Can anyone hear the difference in that? It's a subtle difference, but it changes everything. The first one was beautiful. We don't dump all over that first one. It was beautiful too. Appreciate that. Loved that. Somebody who worked with me for 2 years told me this was the most important thing they learned. To love on that thing that was, to build the next thing. And then when Grace went to the I, there's a whole other level that we can hear, and therefore things build. So we're in the midst of doing this. Appreciation, pause, envision. If I dump all over the self that I was, or the thing that happened, or how can I possibly envision the next? Because I'm going to expect that the same thing will happen. Okay? That's what I'm always asking you. In the Shavasana, 99 things that distracted you. Yeah, whatever, but what was beautiful here? 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 Yes, love it. Okay. Appreciation, pause, envisioning. Last time we talked about we've been a lot of places in the whole Abundance Series. Remember that about practices when we started, and the thrift shop song. Go back and listen to that. You're going to hear it a whole different way at this point in the Abundance Series. Like, I got $20 in my pocket. Can you hear the appreciation? Now what can I do with it? You know, like the envisioning of what's possible, right? And then the pausing over it. Like, all that's in that song that I taught in the very first call. You'll hear it differently now. Last time I talked about what doesn't work for envisioning. I just want to give you the pieces, just 2 minutes on the pieces of what works in envisioning. We've already done it. You'll hear it, it'll just land, and then we're going to get to the questions that are on deck, all right? So I showed you what I call my day circle. I call it different things. I learned from Sandy Yancey. And this is what mine looks like. I don't know if you can see it. The details don't matter so much, but this is how I want to spend my day. Am I always doing that? No. I'll tell you, yesterday, this week it's not been that. I've been having like some 12, 14-hour days doing this condo stuff. But it balances out. I'm about to head over to the beach with my parents, you know? I take a rest with two people that I dearly love who are in their 80s. So, but this is my ideal day. How do I know what's on that day? I learned this from Sandra Yancey, and this is very different from her day. I want to be working 6 hours a day. Because this other stuff, why? Because this other stuff fuels that. If I haven't slept enough, I had 8 hours of sleep on here. A lot of people sleep five. A lot of people teach you how to get down to four. I don't know. Pause, right? And then yoga and meditation. See this? 2 hours. Because I know this is just mine. What's yours? When I work for 6 hours, whatever that, and I never really work. I love what I do. I mean, Sherry, was I working yesterday when we were in that private? Are you freaking kidding me? Am I working now? I love this, right? So it says work, but I don't really mean it. When we're on point, we're never working. Right now, technically, I guess I'm working, you know, right? Doesn't feel like it. Yoga and meditation, when I do that and I go inward, all of this is going to be so much more efficient. I'm going to make the right choices. It's like the inspired action blueprint, and things are going to move so much faster because I put these pauses in. 8 hours of sleep. I'm sleeping and doing yoga more than I'm working. And the cool thing is, when I made up this of what I really want, we'll talk about desire in the Quantum Leap series. Like, this is what I actually want. I'm going to stand for it. Sandra's over here has only 6 hours of sleep, I think. I don't buy that. I want eight. And there was a tendency I wanted to mimic hers. No, this is mine. I want to sleep. I feel better. I make better decisions, right? And then going to the gym. Oh, I really need to update mine. I've got the 1 hour, because going to the gym 2 hours, three or four times a week, I haven't updated this for a while. I haven't been going to the gym. This pie might need to get changed, right? So it's a living, breathing thing. But I made this, and my workday changed. I now only meet people between 10 o'clock and usually 4:30. That 6 hours became a reality in the year since I made this. Right? And I don't generally work on weekends anymore. I do sometimes, but yeah, I just, everything has shifted because I created this, and then I decided that this is what I was going to do. Is it all the time? No, I won't lie to you. It's not all the time, but far more of the time. What is it that you actually want? And how we decide on that, that pull of desire, again, there's another piece from Quantum Leaps that will help us. So what does your day look like? You got to envision your day. And then, you know, what am I actually going to be doing in this work? Well, it depends on what my three-year goal is. And we're going to do a piece of that next week on Thursday in the Quantum Leaps call. So what works for envisioning? You got to know how you're going to spend your day. Write it down. Create your own pie. There's 24 hours. How are you going to use them? Ideally, right? Mine has... Other is only 2 hours. Errands, meals, clothes, etc. Only, you know, it's 2 hours, but that's everything, right? And even eating, right? That includes making meals and eating them. That means somebody else better be preparing my meals for me. Reading, massage, quiet time, spa, 2 hours a day. I've got lots of space in here, right? Whitney Houston, I eat my own cooking. This is what I want, right? So make your own day circle. What else works for envisioning? There are multiple processes about goals. I didn't leave as much time, by the way, for the questions as I wanted to. If your question's not answered today, repost it, and also tell me if you want a deeper dive answer. Michelle, start with this, and I will. Ask for what you want, right? Mary Kay is like, how do I keep this going? And then she got what she wanted. I don't know if she knew what she wanted in this form, right? But so ask for what you want, and I'll do them at the beginning next time if you ask me. So goals. So there are lots of systems for goal setting. Edwin Gaines, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. I would own that book if you don't already. She has a fabulous process. I used it for years. I don't anymore, but it's a great process for setting goals. Raymond Aron has a great process for setting goals. It's like, what's my big goal? What's my middle goal? What's my no-brainer goal? Sandra Yancey has one that you can download. It's like, you got to look at your different areas of life, friends, fun, fortune, finances, fitness. You can put a vision board up. There's multiple processes for that. You can ask me for my favorite one, and I'll do a deep dive if you want me to. Which one should I do? I'm going to say they all work. I don't care which one you do. I used to teach a deep dive into these. I don't anymore. I will if you ask me. The thing that makes it work is the balancing of the vision with appreciation. What I used to have people do is write a bucket list, then choose your top 10, and then, you know, envision them, and really, you know, that's one process that'll work. There's multiple processes. But you got to balance vision with appreciation, and then it's going to work. And not happy face on empty gas cage, right? So number one, what works for envisioning? I told you five things. Number one is the day circle. Number two is some kind of goal setting. Number three, balancing vision with appreciation. Number four, what I call calendar work. Actually putting blocks on my calendar of the things that I want. There are blocks for private sessions with you. There are blocks for strategy sessions. There's blocks for teaching. There's blocks on my calendar, chunks of time for rest with my parents, right? So putting in the big rocks first, putting in the pause on your calendar first. I can do this launch and that launch. No, my time with my daughter, my time with my family, those go in first, right? And I look forward, just like, was it Cheryl who told us about, No, it was Sergio who told us about looking forward and looking back, right? I look forward on my calendar. I also spend time looking at my calendar. I didn't realize this as a practice until Yvonne and I did some private work on this about a year ago. I look back at my calendar to appreciate. I didn't even realize it was a practice that I'd used for years, and I never told people about it. It was just unconscious competence. I look back and go, oh yeah, I did that. I did that the same way we look back on Shavasana, right? I did that, and I did that, and I did that. That's super cool. I used to write out long lists for at the end of the year. There's multiple practices you can do that look back on your calendar and look forward on your calendar in appreciation. That's going to be really fun when we do that. Sometimes I book my own. I don't usually book my own flights anymore. Emily does that. But sometimes I book them just because I want to be in appreciation. I'm going to fly there. I'm going to be, you know, or I book a hotel myself. I don't usually do that anymore. But I'm like, this one or this one. What do I love? Because I'm in the process of appreciation. So I'll do that extra work that ought not to be mine just because it puts me in appreciation. 1, the day circle. 2, goals. 3, balance vision with appreciation. 4, this is what works for envisioning, calendar work. 5, I've got an acronym for you. It's called TRUST. And you'll hear it. We've already been doing all these things, except for 1, I think. I'll tell you what that one is. 1, turn toward your vision. We've already been talking about that. More on that next week with Quantum Leaps. 2, the R in TRUST stands for remember. Remember to balance vision with appreciation. We already talked about that. U, use the power of your words. This is the one that we haven't talked about, although I did so implicitly. Write it down. Don't just dream about this day pie. What is yours? Actually write it down. There's power in words. Actually write it on your calendar. What is it that you want to do? And journal about it, right? S, start experiencing it today, that thing that you're envisioning now. Maybe you envision, before Marie envisioned her retreat in Bali, or before I did my first, taught my first week-long retreat in Mexico, I stood in a place that I was going to rent that I hadn't even rented, that I couldn't even afford at that time, right? It was like the room that was $2,000 a day. I couldn't even dream of that. Like, I don't know, it was like many, many years ago. And I stood there and I saw all of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? You weren't, I hadn't met any of you yet, actually, when I first did this. None of you. But I knew you existed. I knew you were out there. And I stood there and I saw all of you. And it was happening already. If you want to teach a week-long retreat, go and teach. If you want to teach in front of a stage of 500, gather 3 people in your living room. Go talk to them and be there already. Enjoy it already, all right? Start experiencing it today, right now. What can you do now? And that's a key practice in the science of getting rich, and it's huge, right? Wallace Wattles, 1910. He talked about this stuff a long time ago. And then T, time to celebrate and reap the rewards. That's like what we did with the high-ticket virtual retreat today. So that's the TRUST acronym. All right. Appreciation, pause, envisioning, practice from way back ago with the abundance in the beginning of the abundance series, crucial abundance practices that create that empowering story, create that abundant life in our communities, in our world, in our companies. All right, one aha, really brief one, like half a sentence, just so we can mini consolidate, small pause even here, and then we'll get to the questions. And hopefully we've already answered them. We'll see. One brief aha. What's one thing that you want to take home right now from what I just said? It might be you already knew that, but you know it deeper now. Mary Kay.
Bigger vision.
Bigger vision. Thank you. Bigger vision. I love that. Yeah, go, Sherry.
As you were walking through these things, especially trust, I was kind of doing, well, how much of this do I already do?
Yes,
and it's like, oh, I already do this. So now I can just refine this. It's going back to that micro change again.
Thank you. Yes.
You know, a huge base.
Yes. My dear friend from Peak Potentials had a vision board, did a lot of these practices, but it was happy face on empty gas gauge. It wasn't real. You can have a gratitude practice ad nauseum every night, nothing will move. What do I act? How do I actually tap into that appreciation? And Shavasana is one of the ways there. So I can actually pause and it can bubble to the surface, not because I'm trying to make it happen. And the difference between trying to settle the mind and letting the mind settle, it's a whole different life. So yes, refine it. Notice where it's happening and deepen that practice, like the move from with grace from you to I. And the world shifts from there. And then the quantum leaps happen. Yes. I notice how I spend my time now, Marie said, and now I can refine it. Yes, exactly. Mine needs updating. I made this a year ago and I'm noticing it's actually not up to date. All right. Questions. Beautiful questions on deck. Let me see. So questions from Aaron and Marie and Sherry. Aaron's is about efforting, Marie's about a webinar, and Sherry's is about the end of a talk. So Aaron said, and we postponed this from the last time, how can we tell the difference between stretching for a new goal and being uncomfortable and scared about that and doing it anyway versus efforting and making it happen? We gave a really key answer today. Aaron, can you hear it? I'm efforting and I'm pushing and, or I'm stretching to a new goal. What's one thing you're going to need to do if you're going to be able to tell the difference? It's one of the core teachings from today.
Pause and appreciate.
Yes. 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 Thank you. I already answered the question, right? In all of what we're doing, Shavasana is a fabulous practice for this. And I will be able to tell because if like my body is tight and I'm pushing and I don't feel good and I can't sleep and if I don't pause, I'm not going to notice the difference. I'm in Shavasana and I'm like, my heart is pounding and I don't feel good and I think I'm going to get sick. You know, that's not tapas, burning zeal. That's something else. That's probably attachment. If I'm maybe my heart is pounding, but I'm feeling like what we saw in Mary Kay and we stopped to notice it. That's something different. That's like tapas, like burning zeal combined with, stretching to make it happen, but I didn't see an over efforting there in Mary Kay. It's an energetic and we can feel it when we pause. And when we appreciate, if there's no appreciation, it's like, I got to do that thing. That's nothing like me. The difference between Cheryl going like, I don't know anything about high ticket versus the depth of appreciation of what she's already doing. And then the stretch to transfer that excellence over there is going to be very different than that's those other people over there. And I don't know how to do that. And I got, you know, very, very different. So thanks, Aaron. Great question. And now we were in a place to answer it. I wanted to postpone it till the material today. Marie asked, how do I begin to create webinar content? This is a whole new area for me. Marie, will you answer that piece? Wait, you're, go ahead.
I don't know.
All right. Yvonne, you're laughing. Okay, I'm just going to say it. This is not a whole new area for you. Just like with Cheryl. I don't know anything about high ticket. Of course you do. It's over there. Just transfer that excellence. Oh no, now it's online. And I would talk to one of our alumni, Sonia, about this. Oh no, now it's online. We did some fabulous work around that. And now it's all different. And I've been doing all this stuff, but it has nothing to do with what I'm going to do over here. Oh, but you've been teaching workshops and retreats and seminars and, you know, writing circles, but I don't know anything about creating webinar content.
Well, I think that's really what my question is about, because everything I've done so far has pretty much been with people that I'm interacting with. I imagine a webinar is me talking and people being able to get to the content without it being interactive.
Okay. All right. So then make it interactive. What's the, always you want to bring things closer in. Remember from close into far away. So, and come to the Mexico call. I'm calling it the Mexico call. It's embodied words on Tuesday. Cause there I don't see people. First, you're going to want to do it like this where you can actually see people. I can see when you're awake and alive. I can see if you're going like drifting off and we're not landing there. We got to make an adjustment. So you always go as close in as you can. Right. And so can you do Zoom instead of a teleseminar? I would, you can see people. And then you hone the skill of further and further away as you've mastered the closer in skill. And one great thing that you can do is like, hey, you know, and thanks, Anne, you're welcome to attend one of my webinars. Beautiful. So you can keep as much of the close in and then start gaining the far away. And Andra J. Lee is wonderful about that. It's like, hey, she used to use that in instant tell seminar where you can't see people at all. She's like, hey, if you really resonate with what I'm saying, press 2 to raise your hand. You know, it's still interactive, even with audiences of whatever size. And you can still interact with them because you've already done the work in the strategy sessions, in the live calls, so you know something about what they will say. Just like Yvonne was just channeling me, as was Cheryl last time, because she'd heard it and interacted there so much that she already knew that, right? In the deep and good way, not the I already know that dismissive way. So you have been interacting with already, hopefully, you know, dozens and dozens or hundreds of people, or your own self if you're just beginning, right? And you know your own reactions to things, right? The more on the court time that you've had that's close in, then like I can teach a call and say, how many of you ever feel like sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't, like, yeah, you know what you say, but you just can't quite find the words. How do I know to say that? Because that's exactly what one of my clients said once. And she said it before we came to work together. It was in a strategy session. Michelle, I'm like, that's it. That's what people say. And then it's like in the strategy session I was in yesterday, she was like, I did a visualization. She said, you're exactly in my head. That's exactly what my head's saying. How did you know? So then you can imagine it as interactive because you've already done the heavy lifting. You've already done the work. Marie, does that give you a place to begin?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Thank you. And then ask the follow-up question about, like, if I don't hear any, just ask the follow-up question if you have more, but that's, bring it as close in as you can. Just like how do I, like the teaching that I again borrowed from Andrew J. Lee last week, what about offers? What's the action that I can take that is the closest to an offer? Well, I could write a book or do my website. And with love, those things are far away. We want to move to that down the way, but we want to start close in. We want to start close in. I could start with Facebook ads far away. I could talk to this one person networking and learn and learn and learn there, right? And then slowly move it to the far away and use the techniques of close in to the far away. That's a little bit further on the material from practical applications, right? All right, so that's question one and question two. Question three was Sherry. So thank you for posting, Sherry. So when you're doing a talk, how do you end when you're allowed to sell from the stage and when you're not allowed to sell from the stage? And this is something that I learned. Actually, I was already doing it before I met my teacher, Lisa Sasevich. So she teaches brilliantly on this. And I realized I was already doing it. Like when I met Marie, I hadn't met Lisa yet, but I was already doing it. But she teaches it brilliantly. And when you can't sell, give. It's real easy, right? When you can't sell, give. I speak a lot for e-women. You can't sell anything from stage. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars from e-women stages and you can't sell. You give something that gets them into a communication with you. You bring them in as close as you can. So you have a free gift. It's really important to have a free gift. It could be the five pain points that you're learning in the strategy sessions that you're talking with people. Five reasons that, you know, the five worst mistakes people make when they do, or the one worst mistake people make when they do blah, 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 and the three things you must do if you're going to blah, 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 whatever your field is. It can be a list. You could create that today. So you give a gift, and then it starts a conversation with that person, and then you move them closer in if you're able to, and then you go to strategy session, right? And then when you're able to sell from stage, you can sell products from stage. You can sell like a $997 product or a $2,000 product. And as you get more skilled, you can sell a higher level product. But I'm like, why would we do that? Like until you've got a giant list and you've got, you know, 1,000 people on your call, why would you do that? Like, I'm not a big advocate of that. I'm like, gifted strategy session, do that first. Because like I could, let's say I'm in front of an audience of 1,000. Let's say I'm in front of an audience of 100. And I'm selling a $1,000 program, let's say. And let's say I sell 30 of them. So I've got 100 people in the audience. I'm selling a $1,000 program. I sell 30 of them. That's a really good close rate. 30%. That's like people in the industry are usually pretty happy if they do that, right? People do more, people do less, but this is pretty good. I just made $30,000. Woo-hoo, I go home. That's great. But I just served 30 of them. There's 70 of them that maybe I could have helped that I'm not in contact with. Go for the long game. Go for close in, but go for the long game. All right? So what if I didn't sell that $1,000 program, but instead I worked so that one object of desire, and I got all 100 of them on my list. Now I can have an email sequence, and I can still, and I can go on, they're on my own turf now. I can repeat that call, and now I can sell that $1,000 thing, and I get that $30,000, right? And I bring them into a strategy session, and what if I get, like, man, imagine, what if I got over time 50 of them in a strategy session? And what if I'm selling a $10,000 program? I just made $500,000. And I just served so many more people, and I'm in a longer-term conversation. I can love and love and love on them and teach them and nurture them. Because some of those people in that audience, that 100, they're not ready, but they're on your list now. They're not ready for that thing that you offered for $1,000, and they would have been a no. But maybe 2 months from now, they're going to spend $10,000, or maybe a year from now. I've had people come back, you know, months and years later to do the work. I've had people who've invested at a small level and came back years later to invest, you know, hundreds of times what they invested at first. And it starts at that free gift level. So I know that most people would say, well, if it's a certain amount of audience, and if it's like, I learned this from Lisa, you know, if it's an audience of this size and you have enough time, and enough time would be, you know, an hour or 90 minutes, and you, they're your ideal audience and all these conditions, then sell. Don't just go to strategy sessions and don't just give. But I'm really not, Sandra Yancey teaches something different, and I'm more like, I was doing Sandra Yancey stuff before I was training with Sandra Yancey. Like, if you can be in a long-term relationship with that person, some of them will be ready now. I mean, Sergio, how long have we known each other before you came here? How many of my earlier products had you done, right? Like, zero. Really? Her to talk. You don't need all those steps in between. And then start there, and then you can slowly build those steps in between, but don't build them too early. It's like when people have an audience of 1,000 and they sell their book at the back for $20 and they get to keep $2 each. So they've kept $2,000 from that audience because they've sold their books. But they just spoke to an audience of 1,000. That's their seven-figure business right there. If every one of those people became their high-level client, and it's a longer game and it's a deeper service and it's actually investing with people. And I think this industry, you know, of coaches and service providers and selling whatever it is that we offer, people are tired of unreal things. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, there's so much, and Cheryl, I'm seeing a deep nod in you because I know you've seen it, right? What is it to actually serve? One of the things I was teaching Sherry about, man, that was an off-the-charts private session. When we're giving a talk, how can we serve those people so that if they never see us again, they go away served? And then if they take that next step and they come to the strategy session and they go away, how are they deeply served? And then if they go to the talk and they come to the strategy session and they do further work, how are they deeply served? So we're serving and serving and serving all the way. And Sherry, we built a kick-ass structure of a talk that does exactly that. So when we can come from that deep place of service, and I think when you're in front of an audience and you're just giving all the time, I mean, there's an integrity in that, that what goes around comes around. I have so many people saying, Michelle, yeah, there's somebody else that I want you to meet, and somebody else, and I want to refer you. And I hadn't finished the strategy session. I was like, there's so many people, Michelle, that I want to tell about your work. And I don't know if she's ever going to come and work with me. It's a long game, and I sleep well at night. Some people are so anxious, go slowly to go quickly. And I'm not so concerned about how quickly it crosses the finish line. And, but we cross the finish line. We also paradoxically cross the finish line so much faster when we're not in a rush. So what's the answer to that? Many people in the industry would say, here's when we sell and here's when we, and I am strongly in favor of giving a free gift, holding strategy sessions, and where this company is building to, like, I can't handle all the strategy sessions that are coming my way. I don't have time, right? And I'm not even hiring a salesperson yet, because I want to build operations. If there's anything that I'm not tending to well for you, you count first. We're building operations, right? So that we have better and better service for you. Like, so that if it's not kick-ass yet, like, what can we do that makes it better and better and better for you? That's my focus, right? And then we slowly build operations, and then building a sales structure, because I'm teaching you the best I know about how to do that strategy session, but I know that I still know things that I haven't taught yet. When I train that person who will take over strategy sessions for me, right? So that's how the company can expand further. I'm still going to be going, you know, free gift to strategy session. Yeah, maybe down the road we're going to change from that, but I don't see any need to, because it makes me sleep well at night. And I know that I'm serving everybody. And that it comes from a deep, deep, heartfelt generosity. That there's, here's all this stuff and you can access it for free. And there's a book, I can't remember the name of it, but if you want me to suss it out, ask a question about it. And I still haven't read the book, but I know the principle behind it from a friend. It's like the trends of where everything is going. And she says, according to this book, and it's a friend, I don't usually, this is very secondhand, but it's a friend that I deeply trust, who is really, really smart and really, really, I don't think most of you don't know her, but she really is amazing at her work. And one of the things she teaches too is you need so few people. People think they got to grow their list of, you know, 100,000. You need so few people to build a very solid business. What if everyone on your list were working with you? Right? What if you could love on them that deeply and hone it enough so that you understood who that person was, you got the right person on your list, and take the time to nurture them, right? And so this is from this question, I'm expanding it out a lot. Oh wait, what was the point here? Give me a second. About the talks. Oh yes, where this book and where the trends are going when we look at the industry. And it's like more and more of free, a deep dive, right? And I want to go read that book. I haven't read it yet, but other trends that are happening. And sometimes if a trend is happening, so that we don't end up trying to build our company on Betamax or VHS, right? Or Kodak. These are all great companies, but if we're not, I don't think we need to be trendy, but we do need to see things like, for instance, things are going to Netflix, not TV, right? If we don't know that, this company is heading, where we're heading over is to YouTube, but slowly and one step at a time, because I'm working close in myself right now first. So that's a long answer to a very wonderful and deep question. When do you sell? When you're not allowed to sell from the stage, what do? Well, give, right? And when you are allowed to sell from the stage, what do you do? And Pamela, I hope I don't mind if I give you the shout out, Pamela. Oh, she put it on the Facebook form, so I can. She had a 5-minute teaching slot from which she sold, you know, high ticket with 5 minutes, and then sold high ticket, easiest ever. And I'm sure what she did was give. It can be five, then you don't have to worry. Is it 5 minutes? Is it an hour and a half? All I want to do is seed desire for this free gift and for talking to me, and how desire works. We're going to talk about in a deeper dive way next time on the Quantum Leaps call. All right. So all this stuff always all fits together. Right? All right. Great questions on deck. If I didn't finish answering it, always repost. Remember to post on the Love Your Words forum and post it over in the Facebook forum so you can get help over there too. So we can take the question even higher. I took the question higher because I know the level at which you guys were asking these questions, so I'm answering up here. But if we miss something foundational, ask it again if we missed, right? Let's finish up this call and this abundance series. One more piece. I'm like, I want to teach this one other piece about abundance. Don't worry about it. If you want to know what that one was, post a question about financial abundance versus abundance, and I'll answer it. It's like when to know there's enough, when to take a pause, when to say, hey, that's good, and then we'll take the next step tomorrow, right? It's a marathon, not a sprint. So one aha, one inspired action from the many, many things. Thanks, Michelle, for being here. So great to see you. One aha and one inspired action from what you've learned today. And see, we're always going, what did I love here? What did I love here? Here's my aha. Here's what was beautiful. Here's the thing that stuck with me, and then bring it out into the world. So Yvonne, you're up first.
When the power of the pause is tangible, magical moments and things happen.
You heard. And it happened right in how she spoke it. Beautifully, beautifully done, yes. And the inspired action.
I'm going to create a day pie.
I am so glad. Yes.
It's without calories.
Yes, yeah, I love that. I want to use that next time. So beautiful. Yes, day pie without calories. And changed my life. I thought that I knew until I wrote it down. And it actually, it's physically changed my life. My life is tangibly different than it was a year ago when I wrote that down. Mary Kay.
Okay, so my my vision became bigger and that I could see other people doing things for me, taking loving presence out once I teach them more about it.
Yes.
I didn't have that. It wasn't clear. I didn't have clarity on that.
I can teach them, and then I can teach a group of leaders who can then go out, and there's a ripple effect in the world. And then how fun is that? Because I'm on the cutting edge of a wave of transformation on this planet. And yes, beautiful. How big is my vision? And then in not reaching the ceiling, remember we talked about that mistake last time and hitting it? Beautiful, Mary Kay. And then you're inspired to action.
I'm going, I'm going to work on the person that asked me to train the yoga people. I'm going to work on that instead of my speech this afternoon, because I've got more energy flowing towards that.
Oh, I love that action. That's an inspired action. Sometimes what looks like, some people call, you know, procrastination, that's what I'm really supposed to be doing, is like, get down, knuckle down. No, there's going to be something over there that will probably directly impact that speech. You'll do it tomorrow. And trusting, deep trust, really beautiful. Yes, Mary Kay, thank you. Love it. Sherry, you're up.
So the aha was... stay in the game.
Mm-hmm. And we're staying in the game collectively. I'm so excited. You remember, we've got a new goal. There's only three more. So what would it be to blow that out of the water? That's what I would do. Like, you know, if you just aim for three, I think we're going to be aiming at the ceiling. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, that's the bar that I've set for you, because that's the one I already had on my paper. Maybe you collectively, you can come up with another goal that you want to hit. So you can, instead of aiming for that, you aim for this. It's easy to get that then. Right? Stay in the game. We're staying in the game. Thank you, Sherry. Beautiful. And in your inspired action.
Well, there's three, I think. One of them is to pause. And
that's actually an action, right? I am going to take time to pause. Thank you. Yes.
And then I'm going to create my day calendar, my day circle. And I think I'll create two, one for a work day and one for a weekend or a play day.
I love that. That is not what I was taught. And I think that's an up-leveling of this teaching, because I had to kind of average it out. Brilliant. Yeah. Love it.
Otherwise, you know, I truly am working however long every single day, and that's not serving me.
Oh, brilliant.
And brilliant. Then the last thing is, after my pause, I'm going to take some time and envision, gather my energy to create my strategy for pulling people together to do my, you know, talk.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And that could be the talk with three people in your home for next week, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I could design it like a trunk show for clothes.
Awesome, Sherry. Love it. Marla, you're up. Oh, and you're muted.
I think the pie thing and figuring out the day schedule is something I've been thinking about doing but haven't. So I think that's going to also be my inspired action.
Yes, I love it. I knew about this, but I actually hadn't done it until Sandra made me do it. She didn't make me. I took it up. She suggested it. I don't think we even talked about it, actually. It was just in a written exercise somewhere. I did it and changed everything. Yeah, so actually doing it. Thank you. Grace.
There's a lot, but what I'm really compelled to say is, and this is to Sherry and to Cheryl, my commitment yesterday to them was to develop 50 benefits of why I do what I do and how I serve people. And instead, I spent the time available within Marie's website and I just need to share with everybody, if you want to feel touched, inspired, heart, you feel your, just your heart, your being, whatever it may be, just be in Marie's website.
Grace, beautiful. Marie received that. Yeah, lovely, love it. And your inspired action, Grace.
I'm getting on an airplane in an hour and a half to go spend time with my daughter and her family, my grandchildren. And I am taking my journal along, and I will write and journal. And mostly I'm simply, it's I'm pausing for myself and my family and me.
So I love it. I do a lot of journaling in flight, and you know, we're closer to the sky, we're closer to the heavens, we're closer to, you know, we're high up. It's a beautiful place for, you know, journaling. And thank you. Love it. Marie, you're up next.
Oh my God. I'm very touched, Grace. Thank you. Words have power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inspired action is, I'm gonna pause.
You heard in and just these words and how powerful they are, because there was so much spaciousness.
And I just want to say, following the pause, I'm going to find out when Aaron's doing a webinar and sign up for one of those.
And how perfect is that? And you know, like, lean in with this community, man. Be on a connection call with everybody else in this community. You know, this is what I would do, like one at a time. And it's from Grace to Marie, and then Marie, it just so happens that Aaron is next. Aaron, go.
It was what Grace said, just the words that you used earlier when you said, when I appreciate that which is around me, I'm more able to appreciate that which is possible.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. Beautifully put. And exactly the center of what this call is about today. Yes, thank you. And what's your inspired action?
My inspired action is to pause, because I've been metaphorically and physically in the midst of a blizzard and three straight snow days and it's been canceled and trying to figure out what comes next. And I'm noticing that I've been very drawn to an attachment about what I want to have happen. So I've noticed that I'm sensing this urgency. And so my inspired action is, I still want to do this, is instead of checking my phone at the end of this call, I'm going to do a brief yoga session.
The power of this, I don't think anybody's ever said that at the end of one of these calls before. I will not turn immediately to my phone. The pause of that and the focused attention on what you want and your company instead of somebody else's agenda, to connect with the quantum leaps coming up, not being in the driver's seat and instead of being a sidekick in somebody else's journey, because the phone call is to somebody else's agenda. Fantastic.
Well, yes. It's my agenda, because I've called this person and I want them to call me back. So I'm noticing that attachment. So I'm just going to walk.
Yeah, love it. Love it, Aaron.
It's all going to work out.
Yeah, beautiful. Sergio, what's you're up next.
Deeply serve, and you need so few people to build your business.
I'm so glad you heard that and underline it. Yes. Let's say you've got a list of 100 people, which, in, you know, it's not, maybe you've got only a list of 10 people. What if all 10 of them were your high ticket client? How would you be feeling? You know, instead of creating that $50,000 list and $50,000 person list, which also is important, I'm not dissing that, but starting close in, those people all raised their hands that they want to be connected with you. They're interested in what you do. So few people, and it doesn't even have to be a list, that next person that I meet, that next networking event close in, thank you for hearing that and deeply serve. Yes. What's your inspired action?
I'm getting together with a friend who used to be one of the top saleswomen in Australia. I'm doing some processes with her over the next few days.
Love it. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. And direct, close in. Love it. Yeah. Cheryl.
Appreciation versus gratitude. And definitely practicing the pause, a lot like Aaron, kind of detaching from the phone a little bit and the expectation of it.
Love it. Thank you. Did we miss anybody? Because you rearranged this. People, sometimes when people leave, you rearrange on my screen, and maybe you spoke earlier and I thought you spoke now. And all right. Beautiful, beautiful insights today. Fantastic work and a fabulous end. We have never had an end like that to the Abundance Series, because we've never had the High Ticket Virtual Retreat and the Abundance Series together. We're going to do that forevermore in this company, because I loved what you accomplished. I love that dramatic ending, right? And then the new beginning, the opening to the new chapter. It's like, now what about the bonus? And trust me, if I'm going to give a bonus, it's going to be something that people want. Have I ever, you know, really? If you've been around, I give bonuses that are freaking awesome, that are going to move the needle for you in huge ways, right? So you're going to want that. So get to like celebrate that. One of the inspired actions I'm going to add for you is like, go away and celebrate the collective win of the game. This was huge. And if you have any editor about it, yeah, but it could be, man, notice how you're playing. Celebrate. I mean, you, each and every one of you listening to my voice here, right? On the recording here now. And then also turn the page, take the pause, and then turn the page. It's like, what would be fun about this? How can I engage all the things I've already learned to take it to the next level after the pause? It's like at the end, the warrior rests too, right? Once it crosses the finish line. So I'm so glad to hear about the pauses that you're all taking this up. It's why I postponed this training. We've never put the pause in. It's usually earlier in the Abundance Series, but I wanted to hear, because it feels so perfect as we get to this triumphant end with a High Ticket Virtual Retreat and then the next chapter. So have a great week, everybody. Remember, you've got to register for Tuesday's call. Don't forget to register. I'll see you on Tuesday and I'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye for now.
Bye. Thanks, Michelle.
You are so very welcome. My pleasure.